Conference tournaments are tipping off. Bubble teams are making their final push. Top seeds are preparing for what they hope is a long run. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog. Win $256 if they win. It's that simple. That's bet $4 on an underdog in select college basketball games, and if they win, you collect $256. The bank is open. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code ART19 when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code ART19. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Virginia only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call the Virginia Problem Gambling Helpline at 888-532-3500.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Somebody got a picture of our orphan, and I retweeted that. It says, "Please, sir, may I have another?" He's asking Nick, obviously, because Nick's in the office. Of course, it's a bowl, but it's a bong. "Please, sir, may I have another?" Check it out at TNT Radio Empire. Topher Grace later on this morning. And Tanline Tuesday also on Twitter.
Tonight is New Beers Eve.
Which one's that?
So tomorrow is New Beer Day or beers? Multiple.
New Beers Eve is an unofficial holiday.
On a Tuesday?
Celebrated on the night of April 6th.
Every year?
The day before the anniversary of when beer began being sold legally again, April 7th, 1933.
This is a new holiday. I've never heard this before.
When on the very first New Beer's Eve, people lined up outside of breweries and taverns and waited until midnight when they were able to go inside and order a beer.
What year was this?
1933.
Oh, so we never talked about this. I've never heard this before. I was just... this day years old.
So it is important.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This isn't something that the company should give us a holiday for. Not Good Friday. We're more into celebrating New Beer's Eve.
Can we move it to a Friday, though?
I'd like that.
On a random Wednesday
off. We'd have to make April 6th the Friday every year.
It's a good idea.
And we could petition for that.
That'd be confusing.
Just work the year around that.
That's the hill we're dying on. April 6th should be Friday every year.
Because the crucifixion of some people's Lord and Savior is much less important to us than the end of Prohibition.
Oh, like by 1,000%? Yes, exactly.
The end of Prohibition is very important.
Yes, it is.
That's had to be great parties.
Right, that's one of my religious holidays.
It did have to be great parties.
And I didn't know it till today.
Yeah, a lot of people called in sick on April 7th, 1933.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
There had to be some dude that got home from the bar that night, and his wife's like, "You're at the bar again?" He's like, "I haven't been able to go."
They may have called in sick on April 8th because they couldn't get it till April 7th.
Yeah, but it sounds like they were all lined up the night of the 6th and just partied all night into the morning of the 7th.
That's the thing I wish I would have asked my grandparents when they were alive, you know, what it was like during Prohibition. You know, my dad was born in 1934, so obviously his dad was an adult in the 30s. I just never got a chance to ask him about that.
Ran a speakeasy in the barn.
He didn't, but I just like to know. I like to know what the details were.
They started selling the beer on New Beer's Eve, not the next day?
At midnight that night.
No.
They were lining up
on New Beer's Eve.
Okay.
You guys seen the commercial? I don't know what it's about. It's a guy walking into a bar, and these hipsters are saying, "Try the stout. It's heavy. It fills you up."
It's Jim Beam.
I love that commercial. It's like all these hipsters and ask him to drink all this crap beer, and he says, "Now just give me a whiskey." If you got you've seen it. It's funny spot, and it's spot on. Everywhere he turns, somebody's offering him some sort of fruit beer, some sort of syrup beer. And he goes, "I'll give me a Jim Beam." Is that what it is, Puss?
Yeah, it's Jim Beam. Yeah. I think the bartender, the hot bartender, finally says, "How about a Beam and soda?" And he said, "Yeah, give me that."
Yeah, it's beer. Yeah. It's really funny. You probably just washed over you sometimes, and you see it. It's running on the sports shows.
Yeah. There's a goat in the commercial.
Yeah, there's a goat, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the goat doing?
That made a beer too.
Yeah,
this
one
goat,
of the beers.
Goat, yeah, one of the
made with goat's milk.
My favorite one is the two hipsters. They're kind of big guys and big beards, and they say this: "Try the dark beer; it'll fill you up right away," or something like that. I think that's the line he uses. Jim Beam, that's right. Thank you, Puss.
A little bit more about New Beer's Eve.
All right.
Actually, about new beers. When they were lining up on the night of April 6th, 1933, for midnight April 7th, 1933, Prohibition had been in effect, and President Roosevelt signed the Cullen-Harrison Act that legalized beer of up to 3.2% alcohol by weight. So they were standing in line for 3.2 beer.
Oh, 3.2. Okay.
As well as low alcohol content wine. Now,
that's all you got.
Yeah.
Now then, mm-hmm. Here's the thing. The 3.2 beer that we've heard about for millions of years now. It is 3.2% alcohol by weight.
That's different than by volume, isn't
it? Which is different than by volume, which is what we always are talking about.
ABV.
Yes, that is always, we're talking about, you know, what's the proof of your whiskey? What's the proof of your vodka? How much alcohol is in your beer?
That's all alcohol by volume.
All of that is by volume. Anytime you hear 3.2, you are talking alcohol by weight.
So how does that translate to volume?
3.2% alcohol by weight equals 4% alcohol by volume.
And regular alcohol is about 5.1, right?
Regular beer's about 5. Beer, pilsners show up, you know, many times under 5, somewhere between 4 and 5.
Now, I don't remember these because I didn't live out here, but I remember knowing a girl who went to University of Colorado when I was, like, in high school. And she came back one summer and said, I was in college, actually. She said that she mentioned 3.2 beer out in Colorado. We didn't have, we just had regular leaded beer back, you know. And it was for younger people. You could only drink that beer, wouldn't you?
Right.
Is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah, that was the case in Minnesota. Yeah. On Sundays, they would...
You only could buy basically buy 4% beer instead of 5% beer.
You'd go to a bar and you'd get some 3.2 beer on a Sunday.
That was it.
So otherwise, you could buy the full weighted beer the rest of the week, but not on Sunday.
Isn't that crazy? We'll still sell you beer, but we're going to make it a little bit lighter.
I'll just
drink more and get hammered.
A lot of the beer that you see around, though, is in the 4 to 5% range.
True, now. Yeah, now.
Well, they make some more powerful stuff
and
now.
And they make a lot more powerful stuff.
Oh, yeah, the 7.
For beer.
Yeah.
But more of it than I realized.
Yeah, I thought 3.2 was like excessively less alcohol. That's why they called
it
that.
It's not that much less.
No. All right. You know, my favorite kind of beer, though.
Hey, guys, do you like beer but can't get drunk from beer? Then try new vodka beer. The can says beer, but inside is 12 ounces of carbonated vodka. And the best part is your wife will never know.
Honey, I'm so proud of you, cutting down to one beer a night.
Take off your underwear. She don't know.
So on March 23 of 1933, the president signed this Cullen-Harrison Act legalizing beer, the 3.2 beer, as well as low alcohol content wine. And now to follow that up, each state had to then pass their own laws allowing beer sales for the act to apply to them. That law was followed by the repeal of the 18th Amendment in December of 1933, when the 21st Amendment went into effect. So this act and the repealing of prohibition, while connected, not the same thing.
I read an article about, you know, they're talking about this being the Roaring Twenties again because COVID will be over and we're all going to want to party for a decade. They said, well, that's good news, except what followed the last 20s,
the Great
which was
Depression.
The economic crash. Yes. Right, exactly. Which could happen.
We got to do one, but avoid the other.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
Well, let's have the party, but not the crash.
That's one example. Also, post-World War II is an example that they give of, you know, post-bad things, you know, the booms that happen after the bad things. You know, we were talking about the Roaring Twenties, that boom.
Yeah.
And now the 50s and in the late 40s, that was a boom as well. But it didn't necessarily end in economic disaster.
No, it didn't. But it was a boom also because a middle-class person could raise a family with a regular job.
You can't do that nowadays.
No.
Yeah. But you're talking apples and oranges.
I know. I'm just saying. I don't know if it's going to boom. It's going to happen here that way because.
We're hoping that it would be less of a financial disaster.
I'll definitely hope that. Right. Yeah.
But at the same
Roaring
Twenties
sounds fun. Yeah, I mean, we're all going to want to break out. But I did read an article about we're not really going to know when COVID is over. It's not going to be like one day. You know, because there's really nothing going on. I mean, there's not booking a bunch of concerts right now. It's going to be a slow process. But if you read the article, it's kind of sad in a way because you feel it that way. It's not going to be one day. Hey,
it's not going to be a V-day.
No, it's not going to be a V-day. It's going to be just this gradual thing. And we're all going to be kind of, what's happening?
Right, you can't come forward and say, it's all over.
No, you're going to be dipping your toe into stuff saying, is that right? Is this right? Oh, there's a variant out there. Who's getting sick still? I mean, it's going to get better, but it's not going to be one day. Everything's packing up.
It'll all be gradual.
Well, they will be able to look back on it and say this was the end.
It won't be that day, though. They say it won't be just one day.
You look back on it. Yeah. You look back on it and say, that's when all the, you know, we quit having
just
so many
like you can look back on the Spanish flu pandemic and say, well, this is about when it started to get better.
Did the Texas Rangers pack a game up the day after the Spanish flu?
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
That's when they knew things were turning around.
But the Rangers packed it up. Now, the Rangers are having like a full day, the opening day, and then cutting back, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, yesterday was the only day they're going to pack the stadium.
God, they're idiots.
Oh, you commies and your baseball.
Texas is, oh, that's right. You know, I'm not watching today. Baseball.
Yeah, it might not even pack up because everybody hates baseball.
No, that's right.
It was.
And the NFL went away, too. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
What are you, having a Coke at a ball game, you one American bastard?
It's true.
Would you fly here on Delta?
Yeah.
You Delta cuck.
Probably home watching CNN.
Yeah.
Do I need to start boycotting the Weather Channel? Because
probably.
They're based in Atlanta.
I know I have. Just because it's boring.
Well, you got AccuWeather right next door.
Yeah.
At least on my satellite system. Yeah.
It's a daily struggle trying to decide which one to go with.
So I just avoid them.
Yeah.
That way I don't have to worry about
the
choices or too many choices.
Interactive features of AccuWeather a little better.
I bet you do.
Sure.
Yeah. I check my phone out and see where the weather's at.
But I think I like the on-camera meteorologist at the Weather Channel a little better.
Boner?
Some.
Right. Yeah, Jim Cantore.
Yeah.
That's one. He is one.
We digress. Beer Eve, whatever.
Something. New Beer's Eve.
Nick drank beer on Sunday. In honor of trying to stay sober, right?
Right. I'll take it easy today.
What'd you drink at the Funny Bone all weekend long? Vodka and soda?
Vodka, yeah.
All right.
Vodka. A couple of Busch Lights.
There you go.
Yeah, my son, my youngest, was asking about the Great Depression yesterday, but he thought that it was just like a giant wave of sadness. He's like, why was everybody so depressed?
That's what we had this past year.
Right.
I'd call this the Great Depression.
Because we were all manic
before. That's a great line, though.
The great manic leads to the Great Depression.
Right. Yeah.
Conference tournaments are tipping off. Bubble teams are making their final push. Top seeds are preparing for what they hope is a long run. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog. Win $256 if they win. It's that simple. That's bet $4 on an underdog in select college basketball games, and if they win, you collect $256. The bank is open. open. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code ART19 when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code ART19. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Virginia only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call the Virginia Problem Gambling Helpline at 888-532-3500.
People were asked, looking back over the last year, if you had known how the pandemic was going to pan out, would you have done anything differently? About 40% of people said yeah, about 40% said no, and the rest said, I don't know.
You mean in the personal life, you mean?
Sure.
No, we did everything.
That was the question.
Okay.
I don't know what I could have done differently.
I think, you know, I know my immediate family, my wife, me and the kids were totally safe. And there was
But some, maybe they are wondering if you would have done anything differently with your time.
Oh, that. Well, you could say that any day. You should say yes.
Looking back over the last year, if you had known how the pandemic was going to pan out, if you could have planned knowing exactly how things were going to work, would you have done anything different?
Well, a lot of people. Yeah, of course you would. I think everybody would.
No, about 40% say yeah, 40% say no, and the 20% say
oh, you might have made some adjustments.
Oh, you mean I'm assuming it's anything different?
Anything.
Like anything you do that would help you.
Anything.
Some people didn't care.
Yeah, you're assuming everybody has ambition.
That's right. Like wanting to lose weight or get in shape. They just,
right.
I got drunk all year and that's what I planned on. So I think that's about 40%.
I was hammered and I gained 40 pounds and I'm cool with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe I wouldn't have gained so much weight.
Yeah.
Only 38.
I might not have gone to Arizona the weekend they were saying travel.
Yeah, well, we told you that, but that was too early. You didn't know that.
Or right? I imagine some people would say, you know, I should have used that time to do something.
Yeah, this right. is
yeah,
more
I don't
the time.
I think you could hold yourself, like, be hard on yourself like that.
In fact, they might have used those exact words, Craig.
Right.
I should have used that time to do, well, something.
Something.
Well, you couldn't,
down,
go, you couldn't do anything.
Think about it.
You couldn't do anything.
Oh, I had that. I told you guys, I had this high, you know, dream of, you know, when it first started, Fender has this online guitar thing.
Oh, yeah.
And they gave away 100,000 free subscriptions for like 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And there's already guitars in the house because my daughter plays. I thought, I'll sign up. I'll learn to play. I didn't touch it once.
No.
Didn't even fire it up one time.
No. Well, we didn't know how long it was going to last either.
Well, it's all been emotionally exhausting.
It was tough to
physically
get through each.
Physically exhausting. And like, oh, I'm not into carpentry. I'm such a dick. Like, you can just like get through it.
No, you're right, Nick. I think you're right, Nick. It was just, let's just get, it was for me, it was just get through it. I mean, just try to exist for each day. Granted, I got a personal thing that happened to me, but still, it was just for all of us. It was just get through it. You know, just try to be. Get through the next freaking day. And you know, I think that's why I teared up when I got the first shot. I'm thinking, man, just get through it. There was a guy driving to get his shot in Michigan yesterday and felt a little sick. Canceled his shot, went to the doctor. Now he's in the hospital for COVID. I mean, he was that. And he said he was serious about it the whole time.
Man.
His son gave it to him, 19-year-old son.
Yeah, I think
my wife gets mad at me when I see stuff and I get mad at other people, and she's right, I gotta let that go, but I'm still kind of mad at people that didn't take it seriously and mocked people that did, and there are people out there that did that.
Well, and
why don't you come out, because like Nick used to say early on, global pandemic.
Right.
Yeah, and like I told you,
and she's right about that. I have to let that go eventually.
If they haven't taken it seriously by now, they're not going to.
No, they're not.
No,
they're not
no.
going to.
No.
And nothing we say or do can change.
No, but they're responsible
minds.
For people dying too.
Yeah. Yeah.
In retrospect, I wish I would have golfed more.
See, but that's not.
There you go.
See, but
that's the thing they're looking for.
Yeah, you could have done that.
Yeah. But I felt like I had to overcompensate since no one at first seemed to be taking it seriously,
well, so
I stayed away.
Well, the surface thing was bigger then.
Right.
Remember the surface thing? You didn't want to touch anything.
Yeah, we didn't know.
We didn't know. It was. Then we found out it was airborne more than surface.
Yeah.
We weren't touched. I still don't touch a doorknob sometimes. I do it with my T-shirt, but I know that doesn't even exist anymore.
Just yesterday, I saw
air. It's air.
They said like 1 in 10,000 cases is transmitted from a surface.
Yeah, according to the CDC, they say getting the COVID from surfaces, the chance is extremely low. Risk is less than 1 in 10,000. The highest risk to getting infected.
And doing
still,
stuff outside.
Respiratory
is way safer.
Droplets.
But you're right, Todd. You weren't allowed. They put the pins up back in the day. These were, we didn't know.
No.
There was a story in this town, in our city, of a guy that got it. He might be like patient zero or five or six in Omaha. And it was a big story in the news early spring last year. And he said he'd think he got it maybe from getting gas and didn't want, and you know, with the handle of the gas. And everybody thought, yeah, that's legit, because everybody believed it.
Well, that was the best information that we had at the time.
Yes. Right.
You know, and this is all brand new, and we're all learning together.
And then we found out later in the summer it was masks. We had to wear masks. Because I sat at a few baseball games with my son played last summer, June and July. They weren't masks. You sat away from people, but you didn't wear a mask.
Oh, I remember the early days.
But then August, and then all of a sudden masks kicked in. Like, oh, we got to start wearing masks. That's what's actually doing this.
I remember the early days going out to the, you know, in March and April of last year, before they said wear your mask, going out to the store.
Yep.
To, yeah, you know, to grab supplies and stuff, and thinking, man, I was just...
Because it wasn't masks.
It was just complete luck.
Right. I was more service afraid then. We all were.
You know. Yeah, we were.
Still scrubbing everything down.
Wiping down door handles.
Right, right.
They still haven't
done anything different. Yeah, I wish I wouldn't have... It wouldn't have happened.
The golf courses I've been to this year still don't have the rakes or the ball washers or... Your water cooler's
out. You should volunteer as a ball washer.
Yeah, the one we played on Saturday, Todd, they had the rakes.
Oh, they did, didn't they?
They had the rakes.
They brought the rakes
back
out.
In the sand more than you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I managed to stay out. But yeah, no ball washers.
All right.
So you got to bring your own ball washer.
What's his name?
Whoever. I got a long list of volunteers.
Well, you apparently brought puss for this one.
Right. Long list for the long balls.
Looking for one for Saturday.
Get it over with. Get your vaccination. Let's try to move on. See a concert, maybe.
Story out of Wichita. About 8:30 a.m. on Thursday, officers were called out to a shooting at a home. Officers surrounded the home, blocked streets, and attempted to make contact with anybody inside. They were not able to contact anyone. They entered the home and did not find anyone. Officers later learned that 58-year-old Arnthea Willis had called her daughter claiming to be shot as an April Fool's Day joke.
You know, I'm
funny.
Glad you brought this up, because I tweeted this out last week, the day we were off Friday, and I said we'll probably talk about this next week, and I forgot. So thank you, Craig.
She was located in Derby, Kansas, arrested by Derby police without incident on a charge of unlawful request for emergency service assistance.
April Fool's. It was her
you
April
got
Fool's
me, Mom.
Joke.
Hilarious.
I was shot and hung up. A grown woman did that as an April Fool's joke. I would kick my kid's ass if they did that.
I love that she had to hang up the phone and be like, I got her.
I got her.
Yeah, she's going to think I'm shot.
And she's going to run around call the cops looking for me.
Sucked in.
She's a dumbass. If you know her, we'll take that call. T95, our home in Wichita. Somebody knows her. Oh, yeah, I know her. She's been a dumbass the whole time.
She's a real jokester.
She's a jokester. Remember the time I said I was shot and called the cops? And it was April Fool's Day. You didn't figure it out. And you called the cops. And
damn,
I got arrested.
You.
Yeah, it was great, Mom.
She's lucky she didn't get shot by the cops.
Exactly. That's the worst part, turns out. April Fool's joke, they show up and the cops shoot somebody. We thought you were in danger. Now it was April Fool's.
Hey, sorry about that slug in your leg. April Fool's.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.